This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycast.
You've heard of all the various streaming services and TV chat. And their whole idea is actually to keep you watching and entertained and, you know, all that kind of stuff, because they want you to keep watching. There's a new Spanish service. That is not their plan.
A new Spanish service.
Yes.
Right.
They have started up Napflix, as in N-A-P, as in I'm going for a nap.
This is a joke, isn't it?
No.
It's not a joke.
No.
You're not joking.
No.
There's a real service in Spain called
Napflix.
Right.
And it is designed to help put people to sleep with dull content.
Pretty much 90% of every subscription television service's content, really.
Now, currently, they only have 60 shows.
Right.
Which they have actually just pretty much pulled from YouTube.
Right. Oh, they didn't pay much then.
No. They've gone for very inexpensive ones.
Right.
They've also got Rain on a Window.
Oh, yes.
They've got apparently a documentary on pandas, which apparently is very boring. Lectures on quantum physics.
Wow. You know, if community television had been able to hang on to their license just a little bit longer here in Australia, they could have sold them the goldfish bowl.
They're apparently, I know.
The fish tank.
Well, maybe they can get a bit of extra, you know. They're currently on the lookout for more monotony and repetition to add to their, burgeoning library of 60 programs.
Right.
So if anyone's got any ideas, they would like them sent on over. Now, I could offer a few Australian programs up to them.
Please do.
Let's be honest. The cricket. They could take any test match they liked and, well, there's a nap all ready for you. We could send them, as far as I'm concerned, My Kitchen Rules.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah, controversial. Mm. And my final offering to Napflix, anything done by Sonia Kruger.
Oh.
Now, as you know, there's been a lot of bad news in the news of late.
Yeah.
We'll get to some of it a bit later.
There's been quite a bit of bad news.
But then... I did find a bit of news that was, I think they considered it bad news, but.
Okay.
Right.
Depending on where you were looking
from. Well, you know, the Duchess of Cambridge. They found some photos of her after Christmas.
Duchess of Cambridge.
Kate.
She's William's wife.
Yes.
Yes.
Future Queen.
Future Queen, mother of the future king.
That's the one.
Yes. Right.
So. Or as Murphy's Law would call her.
There's a couple of women you could call that.
As Murphy's Law would call her, Princess Kate.
Princess Kate.
So. She's been photographed after the Christmas do's that they always go to. But people were looking at her hands and they noticed she had a Band-Aid on.
Oh.
I know. And then they actually named her Calamity Kate, because it turns out there are 5 photos of her from the last 12 months where she is also wearing
Band-Aids.
Oh. They actually counted them. They went back and said she has injured her hands.
You know what this
no
is?
No fewer than 5 times.
You know why this is shocking?
I have no idea.
Because it means a princess of the realm is doing manual labour.
Dear God. I don't want my future queen doing manual labour. I think she needs a hand assistant.
So they named her Calamity
Kate because she wore a Band-Aid
5 times in a year.
That's right.
Different fingers?
Well, and I don't know, but I assume so, unless it was one particularly troublesome finger.
You know,
we're not sure what brand she wears, but whatever it is, I'm sure it's by appointment.
Maybe if your skin splits in a certain way, you're on death's door, some disease.
Or you can do, when regular folk cut their fingers now, they can say, I've done a Kate.
I've done a Kate. So that was good bad news.
Yes.
Yes. Because
if that's the worst it had have got, I would have been happy.
It would have been a much better year.
Yes.
Hey? All right, cool. Now, Madonna.
Madonna and Guy Ritchie.
They don't talk to each other much, do they?
Well, look, they have to talk to each other occasionally, often through lawyers. at, you know, yeah, at 10 paces.
Yeah.
But one of the things they have obviously agreed on is that they're trying not to spoil their joint child, the progeny of that very high-flying and then very crashing marriage between Guy Ritchie and Madge.
Yes. Rocco. Young Rocco.
Young Rocco.
Who was responsible for making Madonna cry on numerous occasions during her tour.
He is what is known as a perfect child, isn't he? Now, he had...
Mum's working. I'm going to upset her again.
Yes. I will punish her for working.
Mm.
And providing. Now, he got into a little bit of trouble recently. With did a little he? Bit of a Maui Wowie bust.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I missed that.
Yep, a little bit of a Maui Wowie.
How old is Rocco now?
I believe he's like 17 or 16 or I don't know, something like that. Mm. So I guess they've decided that he's not going to be the spoiled little brat that he has obviously turned into.
Right.
They're going to make him work.
Well, like work it, girl, or work.
Or no.
Kelly Rowland work.
No, work. He is now a delivery bike rider.
Say what?
I know. So if you're over where little Rocco is living at the moment,
which,
so depending
is that in the
where
UK or LA,
he sort of switches between the two. And you dial up a Deliveroo, you may well get a quasi-famous progeny delivering your food.
Oh my God! Could you imagine if Rocco turned up at your door with the pizza?
For a start, you'd have to actually recognise him because most people won't.
Well, I'm...
Unless he goes, hi, I'm Rocco. I'm Madonna's child. Here's your pizza.
So I'm assuming that given that he's the brother of Lourdes, you'll recognise him by a single eyebrow.
No, he has two.
He has two eyebrows.
I know. He took after his father.
Oh. Okay.
So if you're in either London or wherever Madonna lives, I think she's a New Yorker.
Oh, is she? Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yep. And you call Deliveroo? Mm-hmm. Please let us know if you happen to get young Rocco Ritchie delivering for you. Photo, please. Photo.
Photo.
Yeah, photo of him.
You'd invite him in his
lovely blue outfit.
You'd invite him in for a chat. Of course, he'd get fired because he wouldn't be doing his job. But...
They're all contractors. It's fine.
Oh, okay.
They only get paid on a delivery basis.
Okay.
Poorly.
And I guess he wouldn't be that fussed if, you know, at the end of the day, the cash didn't roll in.
No. Well, you know.
I'm not going to starve, am I?
Well, no, but, you know, he's got things that Madonna won't pay for, doesn't he?
Like what?
Yeah, things he gets arrested for. It's been sad, bad news everywhere. So I think we're going to have some good news.
Oh, well, that's good.
We're going to congratulate a couple of people.
Yeah.
The first one is tennis, let's be honest, superstar, ultra legend Serena Williams.
Of the sisters Serena and...
Many Grand Slam singles titles. She's won, what, 7 Wimbledons? Has she won here?
The Australian Open?
Yeah, has she won one of ours?
I'm pretty sure she has, yeah.
Probably.
Well, she's run a Grand Slam. Isn't that all of them?
She's won 22 Grand Slam titles.
Oh, okay.
No, she hasn't won 22 Grand Slams.
No, because that's all of them
that's
in a year.
That's all four?
Yeah, four, yeah.
But anyway, we're going to say big congratulations to Serena. She has banked herself an internet billionaire.
But she doesn't need to marry a rich man.
No, I know. So it must be for love. So she has announced her engagement to one of the co-owners of Reddit.
But hang on, that means one less billionaire available for those of us who do need the billions.
That's right. Only the lesser ones. It'll be the ones who are up-and-coming billionaires.
So what does he own? Reddit.
Reddit, which is one of those website things where people go and read things. I'm really up with all of this kind of stuff.
Yes.
But he's, you know, you sort of like, she's done all right too. So he's super rich, but he's also got that, you know, geeky cuteness about him as well.
Oh, okay.
He's got that sort of cute geek look, their money falling out his pocket.
Yeah, got it. Yeah.
So yeah, and we also have to say big congratulations to Pink.
Pink?
Yep, she popped.
Oh, she had another baby.
Yep,
she
did.
I didn't know she was pregnant again.
Pink
oh my God.
And her on-again, off-again husband have had another baby?
Well, I'm assuming he got on again.
Well, yeah, they were on at that point.
Yeah.
So the baby's popped up.
Number 4?
Or I can't remember how many she's had now. She's had a couple. But this one, I liked the name.
Oh, really?
Because the name is the important thing here.
Yeah.
So surname Hart, because that's her husband. I think it's still husband's name.
Yeah.
Jameson, spelt very similar to your name, Chris.
Oh, like the Irish whiskey.
That's the one.
Righto.
Middle name, Moon. Jameson Moon Hart.
It's very nice, isn't it?
It's distinctive.
Mm.
smooth.
Has a flavour on the palate.
So we just say, again, congratulations to Pink and Carrie Hart and, of course, to Serena. And his name is Alexis Ohanian.
Excellent. Well, good news.
Not Alexis Carrington. Alexis Ohanian.
Pink and Serena Williams have had a good year.
Yes.
Excellent. All right.
I'm going to bring the tone down just a little bit. Now, as you know, 2016 has been a very, very bad year for losing a lot of the people we have, like, grown up with, as celebrities.
A lot of icons and celebrities of both the music, TV and movie world.
Pretty much everywhere.
Yes. And, you know, we thought we were done with George Michael on Christmas Day, but it didn't stop.
No. No, and I have to say, funnily enough, the one that really got to me was Carrie Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's one of those ones, she's been around since I was, you know, a little.
3 years old.
Yeah, and when I went, no, a bit more than that, when Star Wars first came out, and she, you know, the ones I liked in Star Wars, I was never a Luke Skywalker or a Han Solo fan. Like, they were just, pfft.
Okay,
Oh, yeah, I always said it. I always liked Darth Vader.
Yeah.
The robots.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the two good ones, but also just the random ones that were around the place. And Princess Leia.
Princess Leia.
Loved her. Not like that.
No,
I loved
quite obviously
I
not
know.
Like that.
And I've gone through and then I loved her in The Blues Brothers,
mm-hmm.
where she was the best thing in that entire movie. As the scorned but homicidal almost ex-wife. She was brilliant in that,
mm-hmm.
and various along the way. And when we saw her live, when she was here a couple of years ago, she was fantastic.
She was fabulous.
So yeah, it was one of those ones that just was a bit sad.
So
for that one,
you know, everyone gets affected when their icons.
Some affect you more than others.
Yes, for you, Carrie Fisher was the one that got you.
And then it made me extra sad when, obviously, as we all know, when Debbie Reynolds passed.
Yes.
Literally the next day.
Mm.
It was just so very sad. So it turns out the family now have, they're already trying to organise things for Carrie. Now they've had to organise things for
Debbie
as well. Looks like they've organised, Debbie did own a plot.
Okay.
For the family. It's at the the Hollywood Forever Cemetery, which is literally next door to the Paramount Studios.
Okay.
It is where everybody who is anybody in Hollywood
is interned.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you got people like Jane Mansfield, Douglas Fairbanks, Cecil B. DeMille, Rudolph Valentino. Like, it's a who's who of...
Who's who of who was important in the movies.
Yes.
At one time or
yes.
another.
Okay. So apparently they're going to be buried together.
Okay.
So together in the same...
So are they now doing a joint funeral as well?
Well, they probably will, although the... coroner hasn't actually released Carrie's body yet.
Oh.
So they will possibly have to wait a little while for that. So hopefully that all works out fine for them. Carrie's little puppy.
Yes.
Her beloved
people were very
dog.
Worried about that. She was a little pug or a French
yeah,
French
bulldog.
French bulldog, yeah.
He's going to, I think his name's Gary.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to live with Carrie's daughter, who has also got a French bulldog, and they're good friends and, you know, that sort of thing. So that's sorted as well. But then some of the stranger things that aren't really that strange that have happened since. All of Debbie Reynolds' movies on various
DVD,
sites
yeah.
and DVD, not just streaming versions, on DVDs, sales have skyrocketed.
Of course they have.
Skyrocketed. And YouTube have said clips for Singing in the Rain.
Mm-hmm.
The searches for those have shot up by over 1,000% since that happened.
Yep.
So it's all the usual way. And then, of course, you will get a final chance to see Carrie's work next year. So she's got a couple of episodes of Family Guy, which she had completed work in.
Oh, okay.
Which will be coming up at some point next year.
And the second of the new reboots
Star Wars. Episode 8,
yeah.
Carrie had finished all of
so
her
So she
filming.
Had actually finished the
yep.
filming.
Oh, yep.
Okay.
So they have announced that they are, you know, it will be a full version of the new Star Wars movie with all
as
Princess Leia's parts as planned. No word on what they have to do then for episode 9.
Right.
Well, because
we won't, obviously, if they were going to end Princess Leia's character in episode 8, they wouldn't tell us anyone.
No,
else,
so. No. But we were guessing that she was going to go all through all three movies. So right. probably have to change that. But It will be your last chance to see Carrie doing what she did best, which was just being a brilliant actor.
I would say that we don't want episode 9 to be a CGI Moff Tarkin of Leia.
I doubt they would do that. Mm. I would imagine they would edit it in a way or change it to so that Princess Leia left.
Yes.
In a sort of a good way, I guess you'd say.
Well, they did shoot Han Solo.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they'd give her, I think they'd give Princess Leia a good exit.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see. But, yeah, sad news.
It was.
Sad news all around. It's been a sad end to 2016 on many, many fronts.
And in that sort of regard, next we're talking about Betty White. Not like that. Don't worry.
No.
All right, don't worry,
No. No, we were just earlier talking about Debbie Reynolds and Carrie Fisher passing away and,
yes.
and how it was a very sad end to a particularly sad year and particularly shitty and crappy in lots of different ways this
yes.
year. Whether you look at, unless you're one of the few people who like the idea of Trump being the next president of the USA.
That was in there.
Or Malcolm Turnbull continuing to be our prime minister or...
Et cetera.
But yeah, there are some worries about that the year's not over yet. Two days to go.
I know. And then people were starting to worry about Betty White.
Yes.
Now, as you know, Betty White from the Golden Girls is her, you know, the one thing that everyone really loved her
and
from.
And she's actually been internet killed off at least 1,000 times.
Oh, like many famous people have been. Britney was Twitter killed off the other day by Sony.
I know.
And then they took back the death wish. But Betty White, there's some people that are particularly worried about Betty White. And so they decided they were going to do something.
Worried about Betty White?
No.
Oh, right.
She's fine.
Okay.
Completely fine. Touch wood. But there's some people who decided to do something about it and to save her from 2016.
Yeah.
They weren't particularly worried about her in 2017, obviously. But one dude, what's his name? Dimitrios Hrsikos? We'll just call him Dimitrios. He set up a GoFundMe page with the specific aim of sparing the life of Betty White in 2016. Okay. So it was only for a few days.
So let's raise some money
to save Betty White.
To stop Betty from dying.
So what he was planning to do, here's how he then described it, because otherwise you're thinking, I don't know what the hell you're going to do with that money except maybe spend it on yourself. But no, he says... Help 2016 catch these hands if it goes anywhere near Betty White. If she's okay with it, I'll fly. This is the dude who's running it. I'll fly to wherever Betty White is and keep her safe until January the 1st.
Okay.
Right. So there you go.
Yeah, Betty's going to be looking at him going, you back off, dude.
Stalker. Stalker. So,
she'll not have her Snickers and get really upset.
No, she'll probably throw it at him and run. That was his plan.
Mm.
He's actually raised over $2,000 so far.
Oh, my God.
Towards it. And he said, look, if I don't have to rush to Betty's side, I will donate this to the Spartanburg Little Theatre in South Carolina.
Which is some sort of charity.
So it's a charity thing, yes, for new and upcoming actors.
For 2016 recalcitrants or something.
Yeah. So look, if you really want to help something, this is an option.
Right.
Personally,
okay.
I don't think it's a good one.
No.
But anyway, good luck to you, Betty White. Only a couple of days to go.
Yeah, hang in there, Betty. We don't want you.
You do it, girl.
We don't want you falling over this year.
No.
But apparently,
next year, whatever.
Yeah. No.
Well, that was according to the GoFundMe. Look, top scientists obviously don't always have a lot to do. You know, there's only so many sciencey type things they can do. So then they turn their attention.
That's a reality.
Yeah, then they turn their attention to other things.
Right.
In this case, tomato sauce. They have extensively researched tomato sauce, and apparently we're all doing it wrong. Right. Here are their tips that the scientists, top people in science.
Right.
Same ones who put the Ark of the Covenant in the warehouse. They have given us the tips on correct and proper usage of tomato sauce.
All right. Well, I'm ready.
Right. They start with, and this is from Dr. Strickland. See? Top scientist. Doctor. Dr. Strickland has said we should always shake the sauce before usage. And they did then add in, for those who are obviously a bit, slow on the uptake, with the lid on. Right? So you got that? So please shake the sauce with the lid on.
Yeah, well, it comes out easier if you do that.
Well, or it comes out a lot if you don't bother with the lid part while you're shaking it. We do a bit of, you know, Chris Hemsworth with it. Then you should apparently tip the bottle upside down to get the sauce to the bottle opening. Oh, my God, these people. Oh, my God. So you mean you have to turn the bottle up so that the anyway. And then there is apparently a tilt angle. The bottle, with the bottle upright, remove the lid and start the tilt at 45 degrees.
Right.
That is the optimal tilt for passage of said sauce. Then
do these people get paid to do this research?
Yes, top scientists.
I want to get paid for eating a pie.
They haven't got up to the eating yet. And then you have to pour. And as they say, you must find the sweet spot of force. Use the force, Luke. You have to either tap or whack. Don't you?
No, I wasn't saying anything.
Anyway, then you have to find the sweet spot of force needed to move said sauce.
Right.
Right? Yeah. You got that?
But I thought we had the optimal angle.
Yeah,
so
no,
we
no,
didn't
but then
force.
You've also got to use the sweet spot of force.
Okay.
The force is everywhere. You should know that.
Yeah.
It's the midichlorians. Now, this depends on how much is in the bottle, apparently. Wow. Thanks. It's a miracle. And the trick is to get the sauce flowing, but not too fast. Oh, my God. And this will avoid sauce explosions. And then they even told you the correct amount to use is about however many mils.
What exactly was this scientist qualified in?
Sauceology. Bracket tomato. It's a degree.
You made this up.
Hey,
you?
This doctor probably got their degree from some very reputable tomato sauce university.com. All right? You leave him alone. They got in the newspaper. Now, look, he's been getting around a bit.
He's Selena's ex.
Yes, he's many, many girls' exes. He's been in a bit of trouble in Argentina. He's actually been indicted and they've... he now cannot tour Argentina before he will be arrested.
There are more countries in the world
that he can't go to. Yeah,
yeah.
So
in Germany, he still can't go
to remember.
After leaving a monkey or something?
I think he may be touring Antarctica at some point. So he can't return to Argentina until the case is resolved.
Right.
It's about beating and stealing. So it's proper charges.
Oh, that's not very pleasant.
We've also decided we'd like him less these days because he's now wearing real fur.
He's what?
That's right. He looks like a pimp. He walks out there in a full length, you know, 1970s type. No, just, you know, out and about. Yeah. But then to try and make it all better, he's no longer a party boy. As you know, he's a Hillsong boy.
Yes.
Yeah. So he's decided now that he needs to save all the people he works with on his shows.
Oh, no.
Yes, yes, yes. And they now have Bible sessions backstage on the Purpose World Tour. Justin sits down with his opening acts. That's right. They're even dragged into it and encourages them to put Christ before everything, probably not including him. And his aim is to convert the people he loves and warn other stars against the evils of the industry.
Oh, my God.
After seeing so many celebrities go off the rails, including himself, he wants to help his friends find the joy and happiness he now has in God.
Is this true?
Yes. And he's even thinking at some point of becoming a full-time
minister,
religious leader.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine him down at Hillsong?
Apart from the fact that no matter what, there are a whole bunch of boys that would get down on their knees before him. Yeah. It's still no. No.
But Chris, he loves talking about his faith.
his what?
His faith.
Yeah.
No, not anything else.
How old is he?
Oh, I don't know, 22.
Oh, so he's got about 5 years to go.
What's that age? 27? Oh,
yeah.
God, do we have to wait that long? Couldn't 2016? Hey. Sarah Palin. Remember her?
Yes.
Remember her?
Yes, she was the governor of Alaska.
Alaska, and a vice presidential running mate with one of the failed Republicans from the past. I can't remember who the actual Republican was.
And the butt of many, many jokes from many, many comedians in America.
I know.
Particularly Saturday Night Live, I believe.
She was the gift that kept on giving.
Yes.
Well, she had a lot of children.
Did she?
Yes. And funnily enough, they were all a bit like her. I know, what a surprise. Well, apparently Bristol Palin, I'm not sure named after the city or the paint, we're not sure. She is apparently a reality TV star in America.
Oh.
God knows what TV show she's on.
Right.
Because I haven't seen it. If anybody does know or care, they could let us know. 0427JOY949. But she has decided to take up the mantle for Donald Trump because he can't defend himself.
No.
You know, he's very terrible at saying things. Mm. She has attacked Elton John over his refusal to perform at the inauguration of said president-elect Trump.
That was going to happen, wasn't it?
Yes, as she, I know, she sort of went a bit about it. She has raged about all the sissies that have refused to play for Donald.
Yes, I'm waiting for the response on this one.
Well, no, Elton hasn't bothered to respond.
Oh, okay.
But I quite liked Elton's original refusal.
Yes.
Here's how he said, "I don't really want my music to be involved in anything to do with an American election campaign. I'm British. I've met Donald Trump. He was very nice to me. It's nothing personal. His political views are his own. Mine are very different. I'm not a Republican in a million years. Why not ask Ted effing Nugent or one of those effing country stars? They'll do it for you." I love Elton John. He's a legend.
He's amazing. Love it.
That was pretty much it.
That's it. All
right. Yeah, he hasn't bothered responding to reality TV star Bristol Paint Palin.
No.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.